This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam to the continuation of our explanation of the Hanbali text, Kitabu Furu' al-Fiqh walhamdulillah, authored by the great Hanbali scholar of al-Islam, Yusuf ibn Abdul Hadi al-Hanbali rahimahullah. He passed away in the year 909 Hijri and 1503 according to the common era, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, in our previous majlis, we discussed the matters pertaining to a general buying and selling transaction. We also discussed matters pertaining to khiyarat, options. You've added these options to the transaction, mashaAllah. We touched upon the issues of conditions in a business transaction. Conditions that are allowed, conditions which are not allowed. And those which are not allowed, invalid, some of them are so corrupt, so invalid, that they invalidate the entire transaction. Whereas others only invalidate the condition itself, but the aqd, the transaction, is still valid. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, we move on, insha'Allah. Wa-thalithu, the author states, the third discussion within the discussions of Al-Mu'amalat. What are we discussing now? We are discussing the matters pertaining to Al-Riba. Allahu Musta'an. The one who dabbles in Riba is waging a war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, stay away from Riba. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, do not even get engulfed with the smoke of Riba. You might mean not dabbling in it directly, but the smoke of Riba is hitting you. Allahu Musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the matters pertaining to riba. Understand fully that we have the hadith from the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where six items, ribawi items, were mentioned in that hadith. The hadith mentions gold and silver, and then dates, wheat, salt and barley. I repeat, gold and silver. And we can put the gold and silver together like the Hanbalis did, and they said the common denominator here is that it is mawzoon, it is weighed, it is weighed. And then we have dates, wheat, salt, and sha'ir. Here the common denominator, according to the Hanbali scholars, is that these items are makil items. Makil item meaning that they are items of volume. They are sold in volume. They are sold in sa', in mud type of volumes. And so the common denominator is that they are makil items, insha'Allah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, that is the mu'tamad position, the official position of the madhab. There are numerous other opinions with regards to this matter, but our discussion here, we are sticking to the official position, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Excellent. So let us move on. Riba al-fadl fi kulli jinsin mat'umin makilin aw mawzun. We are discussing riba fadl, and then the author in the second line states wa riba an-nasi'a. Nasi'a, riba fadl is excess, ziyada, increase. I exchange with you dollars for dollars. I've given you $1,000 and you have given me $950. This is impermissible. This is what we would term riba fadl, riba of excess. On one hand, there's 1,000, and on the other hand, there's 950. So the 50 difference, this is what we would term as riba fadl. Riba fadl, the riba of increase. Then there's also riba nasi'a. Riba nasi'a. Riba nasi'a is the riba of delay. The riba of delay. Example, we are exchanging dollars for dollars. I've given you $1,000, and you are going to give me $1,000, but not today. Tomorrow, subhanAllah, you're giving me the same amount, but you are delaying it until tomorrow, this is what we would term riba nasi'a, the riba of delay. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, this discussion here, riba fadl and riba nasi'a, this is with regards to buyu', riba of buyu', riba in business transactions, riba of buyu' in trade, in transactions. Whereas when it comes to riba of qard, riba of loans, then here it's not specific to these six items mentioned in the hadith or any other items which we can make qiyas upon. I give you an example. I sold you a book for 5 earphones. 5 earphones, and we exchanged the book, walhamdulillah. And you were supposed to give me the earphones by Monday. Monday comes, no earphones. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 2 weeks later, I say to you, brother, you know what, because of the delay, I don't want 5 earphones, I want 6 earphones. Earphones not mentioned in the hadith. Earphones not part of the 6 ribawi articles. Earphones are not part of any qiyas analogy we can make upon the 6 items mentioned in the hadith. But the sixth earphone that I would give or I would take, this here would be riba. This here would be riba. You have an account with the cell phone company. It's for $2,000. And because you've not paid, they said, well, now we want $2,300. This extra $300, this is riba, riba, and riba. This is impermissible. You lend somebody $20. And you say to him, brother, that when you pay up, I don't want 20, I want 25. Because I've lent you the money out of the goodness of my heart, you need to give me back 25. This is haram, haram, and haram. Those types of riba, they are what we would term riba of qurud. Riba in loans is those type of transactions. Whereas our discussion here is to do with riba fadl and riba nasi'a in the business sense of the matter, in the exchange sense of the matter, insha'Allah. Riba fadl fi kulli jins mat'umin makil aw mawzun. So the author in reality differed with the madhab. Why? He states, fi kulli jinsin mat'umin, mat'um meaning food item, whereas the official position of the madhab, they're not looking at whether the item is a food item or not. I repeat, they said gold and silver, common denominator is that it is weighed. Dates, wheat, salt, and barley, common denominator is that it's sold in volume. So the official position of the madhab, they're not looking at the other 4 items that technically they are mat'um, they are edible items. No, no. As opposed to what the author has mentioned. The author mentioning that mat'um, something which is edible, whereas the official position, they do not regard that as a consideration. They just look at gold and silver are weighed, the other 4 items are sold in volume, and so anything similar to that, anything which is sold according to its kilogram weight, etc., copper, be it steel, etc., all of this here, riba would operate in it. And similarly, that which is sold in volume, like milk, like maybe liquid soap, like petrol, these items here, we would make qiyas upon the dates, upon the wheat, upon the salt, upon the barley. Why? Common denominator. They are sold in volume. And so, riba fadl fi kulli jins mat'um makil aw mawzun. This is, if we have any ziyada, if we have any extra. So example, if we had to summarize these matters of riba, insha'Allah, we say that selling the ribawi items, let's begin with that which is sold in volume. So our dates, our wheat, our salt, and our barley. These volumey items, insha'Allah. If they are sold, dates, wheat, salt, and barley are sold for other items which are also sold in volume. So it's makil for makil, makil for makil, sold in volume for another item sold in volume. So example, you are exchanging dates for for barley. You are exchanging dates for salt. You are exchanging dates for dates. You are exchanging wheat for wheat. Salt for salt. Salt for wheat. Dates for salt. Barley for salt. And remember, we're not forgetting those items that we make qiyas upon, that we make qiyas upon, like our liquid soap and our milk, etc. Jayid. So if it's sold makil for makil, then we have two options. Either it's some item from the next jins, from the next next category. So salt for wheat, dates for barley, or it could be sold for its similar category. Its similar category, dates for dates, wheat for wheat, salt for salt, barley for barley, etc. If it is sold for the same jins, if it is sold for the same jins, min jinsihi, then you require hand to hand, and it must be for the exact same amount. I repeat, if we are exchanging dates for dates, they must be equal, the volume must be equal, they must be exactly the same quantity, and it must be hand to hand. I cannot give you 2 saw or 2 kilograms, the fact that we use these dates in reality today as in kilograms, although originally they are makil items, they are items sold in volume. Nonetheless, 2 kilograms of dates for 2 kilograms of dates, this is fine. But one of them is going to give the other tomorrow. No, haram. This would be riba nasi'a. This would be riba of delay. 1 kilogram of nice, good, fresh dates for 3 kilograms of old dates. Would this be permissible? No, not permissible. Dates for dates, they must be equal. But the value of this one here is so little and the value of the other is so high. Irrelevant. These are ribawi items and they must be on the same amount. They must be tamathul. Tamathul meaning they must be equal. Mithil, mithil. They must be equal in their quantity. And if there must be taqabud, there must be hand-to-hand exchange of it. One cannot be given tomorrow and the other today. So this is when we are selling any of the makil items for another makil item from the same family. But if it's from another family, dates for salt, dates for barley, barley for dates, barley for wheat, salt for barley, or the other items which we make an analogy upon, then here you can differ in the quantities, no issue, but it must be hand to hand. I can sell you 1 kilogram of dates for 1 million kilograms of barley. I can sell you 1 sa' of dates for 1 million sa' of salt. No problem at all, but it must be hand to hand. I repeat, if we are selling a makil item, it's either for another makil item. And so if it's makil for makil, makil to makil, then if it's from the same family, 2 conditions apply. There must be equal quantity, tamathul, and it must be hand to hand. But if it is for another category, wheat for salt, then here only the hand to hand applies and no other condition. Walhamdulillah, jameel. As for if you are selling dates for earphones, dates for books, dates for dollars, dates for rands, dates for gold and silver, then here no condition applies. There's no condition of hand to hand. There's no condition of it must be equal quantities. Walhamdulillah. So we dealt with the makil matters. That's dates, wheat, salt and barley, and whatever we make an analogy upon, because bearing in mind the common denominator is that it's sold in volume. Excellent. Now we move on to the mawzoon. That's the gold and the silver and whatever else we make qiyas upon, inshallah. Remember the official position of the madhab stating common denominator with regards to gold and silver, why it's been chosen, it's because it's sold in volume. Other scholars said, no. Rather, gold and silver used here, common denominator is that they are used as like currency. But that opinion, the madhab does not follow that opinion there. Nonetheless, let's work with the madhab, inshallah. Gold and silver, mawzoon. And so anything else which is sold in kilograms, like your steel and copper, would also, the rules would also apply. So here, we are selling something which is mawzoon for another mawzoon. kilogram for kilogram, usually sold in kilogram for something else sold in kilogram. Okay, if it's from the same family, gold for gold, silver for silver, steel for steel, copper for copper, then two conditions apply. They must be equal, tamathul, and it must be hand to hand. But if it is mawzoon for another mawzoon, but from another family, gold for silver, gold for steel, silver for copper, then here you can differ in the quantity. 10 kilograms of steel for 1,000 kilograms of silver, no problem at all. But it must be hand to hand. Must be hand to hand. Jayid, excellent. Walhamdulillah. And if it is a mawzoon item for a non-mawzoon item, for a non-mawzoon item, I am selling 2 kilograms of steel for 3 bottles. I am selling 20 kilograms of silver for books. No conditions apply. Walhamdulillah. Excellent. The other matter one should note is that naqd, with regards to your rands and your francs and your dollars and your pounds, etc., these in reality are regarded as each one is a jins on its own. Each one is a jins on its own. And so if I'm exchanging dollars for dollars, two conditions apply. They must be equal and it must be hand to hand. But if I'm exchanging dollars for pounds and pounds for rands, then they do not have to be equal, but it has to be hand to hand. Walhamdulillah. Now this summarizes the matters pertaining to riba. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Walhamdulillah. Riba nasi'a, this is obviously the riba of delay. Fi kulli jinsain ittahadat fihima illa riba. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. It applies upon those where the common denominator applies. So, barley, salt, wheat, dates, according to the madhab, common denominator is that they are makil. And so between any of the makil items to another makil item, you can have this issue of riba, of nasi'a, insha'Allah, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, we move on bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. وَيَحْرُمُ فِي الصَّرْفِ التَّفَاضُلِ. We discussed when we are making sarf, when you are exchanging dollars for dollars, rands for rands, etc. Haram to have $21 in exchange for $20. Must be the same. Irrelevant. This one's in $1 notes, and this one's in 50 cents, and this one's in $10 notes. Irrelevant. Dollars for dollars must be equal. وَالنَّسَأْ فِي الْجِنْسِ الْوَاحِدِ. And nasa applies in the same jins, insha'Allah. وَالنَّسَ دُونَ التَّفَاضُلْ فِي الْجِنْسَيْنِ. So, when we have riba fadl, we can have riba fadl and we can also have riba nasi'a. I exchange $20 with you for $25. Riba fadl. And also, we're not doing it hand to hand. So here we have riba fadl and we have riba nasi'a. But if we exchanged dollars for pounds, and one's giving the dollars today, the other's giving the pounds tomorrow, here we only have riba nasi'a. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. We move on bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Ar-rabi'u, the fourth matter. So we've covered number 3, matters pertaining to riba. Number 4, insha'Allah, al-bay'u, imma hadiran wa huwa ma taqaddam. A sale transaction is either immediate, and that has already been discussed, masha'Allah, or it is wa imma ghaiban wa huwa salam. Or it is a sale transaction, but the item that you've purchased, you haven't taken possession of it. This will come later on. And this is like salam, where you pay up now and you will receive the product later on. يَسِحْ بِشُرُوطْ الْبَيْءِ. It is permissible with the conditions of business. وَيَزِيدُ عَلَيْهِ. But there's also added conditions. أَنْ يَكُونَ فِي مَا يُمْكِنْ ضَبْدْ صِفَتِهِ بِكَيْلْ أَوْ وَزْنْ أَوْ ذَرْعْ وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكْ. That salam is permissible, but there's added conditions. That it must be clear, what are you paying up now for? I am paying you $10,000 for 20,000 saw of ajwa dates. in 10 months from now. Excellent. We know exactly what's happening. Alhamdulillah. I'm paying up £20,000 now and I will take possession of 50,000 meters of cotton fabric, inshallah. Excellent. Alhamdulillah. So pay up now and maybe you get a discount by paying up now, inshallah, and you will take possession of the item later on, inshallah. Jameel. So it must be made clear what exactly you are purchasing, the quantity, the date of delivery, etc. Jameel. It must be something which is mawsufan. Mawsuf meaning that ajwa dates. If my farm, the dates on my, the crops on my farm, they don't produce, I can obviously source these ajwa dates from some other farm. It's not that we are doing the contract upon something specific, Example. Ajwa dates from these trees here. This would not be allowed. That would not be allowed. Rather, it's mawsuf fi dhimma. It is the fungible items and the individual, the seller, he can source it from wherever. There's many options for him to find and source it, inshallah. It cannot be for something specific, Jayid. It cannot be like ajwa from these dates, etc., from these trees, etc. مُؤَجَّلًا إِلَى مُدَّ مَعْلُومَ يُوجَدُ الْمُسْلَمُ فِيهِ فِيهَا فِي مَحِلِّهِ جَيِّد. It should be that the amount of time given is specific. It's known between both of us. You will deliver in 9 months from now. It should obviously, especially during that time, it should be the season where those items can be found. It shouldn't be that, for example, you have done the salam transaction, for example, let's say mangoes, and delivery is in the season where there's not going to be any mangoes at all. Try it. So that would be problematic. وَقَبْ رَأْسْ مَالِهِ فِي الْمَجْلِسِ. And so you pay up the full amount now, and you will get possession of your item, your products, later on, inshallah. So that is salam, salam bi-iznillahi ta'ala. Pay up now, and you will take delivery later on. Benefit of this is, I pay up now, and I get a discount, and the farmer, he at least gets cash now, walhamdulillah. Jameel. And you need to pay up the entire amount at the beginning of the transaction, inshallah. الخامس البيع إما عينا تقدم حكمها. And a sale transaction is either upon an item, and we've already discussed this. وإما منفعة, or a service, a benefit. An example, وهي الإجارة. إجارة is the hiring type of contract. وَهِيَ إِمَّا عَلَىٰ عِينٍ يَأْخُذُ مِنْهَا نَفْعُهَا. It's either upon a specific item that you take benefit from. Example, this, I hire out my land to you and you use it for farming. So it's specific, this land, and you get benefit from the land. وَإِمَّا عَلَىٰ مَنْفَعَةٍ مِنْ عِينٍ. Or it is some other benefit from that actual object. I hire out my horse to you and you can ride upon it. I hire my trolley to you, you can benefit from it. I hire my building, my apartment to you, and you live in it and you benefit, mashallah. وَإِمَّا عَلَى مَنْفَعَةِ شَخْصِ. Or it could be the benefit from an individual. This individual is hired to clean your house. This individual is hired to garden your garden. This individual is hired to wash your car. This individual is a tailor and he will sew you these garments. This individual is a blacksmith and he will do and repair the soles, will repair the horseshoe, etc. Whatever it might be, بإذنالله تعالى, this benefit from this individual. Let's discuss. الأولى كإجارة أرض للزرع. The first one, like the land which you use for farming. والثانية كسكن الدار, living in a home, benefiting, renting this home. وركوب الدابة, riding an animal, ونحو ذلك, and similar to that. ومنفعة الشخص, and benefit from an individual, benefit from the individual, you are hiring this individual. إن تسلمه فهو الأجير خاص وإن سلمه العمل فهو المشترك. With regards to an individual that's hired, it's either one of two options. The person who is hired for his time, He's hired for his time. And so here he has made himself available to you. Whether you gave him work or didn't give him work, he will get his salary, his pay, inshallah. Your driver, for example, the driver is there at your beck and call whenever you require him, and he is hired only to you. Excellent. If today you had no job for him, no work for him, he didn't need to drive around, he will still get paid for the day. He will still get his salary. And so you are hiring him for that time that he has specified to work for you, inshallah, and nobody else. وَإِن سَلَّمَهُ الْعَمَلِ But somebody else where you give him work to do. فَهُوَ الْمُشْتَرَكِ So here you've like just hired him to do that work. The laundromat, the laundry, you've given them your clothes, you've hired them to clean your clothes. He's working for many people, not only yourself. The blacksmith, the carpenter, etc. You've given them the work. They are not working only for you. They are working for many, many, many people out there. And we call them ajir mushtarak. Ajir mushtarak, insha'Allah. وَلَا تَصِحُ الْإِجَارَةِ إِلَّا فِي نَفْعٍ مُبَاحٍ And this hiring contract is not allowed except in that which is permissible. Ma'loomin and known, muqaddarin and it must be muqaddarin biwaqt. The time frame must be known that I hire you as my driver. You work from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. etc. Jahid, oh fi'lin ma'loom. Or for example, I've given these clothes to get washed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You need to wash them, inshallah. So the job required is known, inshallah. Also remember, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. With regards to the ajir khas and the ajir mushtarak, the one who's working specifically for you, la yadman jinayatuhu khata. If this person made a mistake, he was driving the car and complete accident, he knocked into somebody, or she is ironing your garment in your home, and by mistake she burns the garment, etc., or she drops something, they are not required to compensate for that. Why? Because they are what we term yadu daman. Jayid, ajir khas is yadu daman, that their hand is the hand of daman. They will only have to pay compensation if they transgress the bounds or if they fell short. So you gave the individual some of your gold and you said to him, put it in my safe. And he went to the public toilet, and while he was there, he left it on the windowsill and he forgot it and left. He fell short. You don't take this gold, etc., out in public and take it to the public toilet, etc. I didn't ask you to do all of that. So here you will have to pay me compensation, the value of the item which has now gone missing. But if they made a mistake, then there's no compensation. Why? Because the hand of the ajir khas working specifically for you, the hand is the hand of aman, and the hand is the hand of aman, not daman, rather the hand is the hand of aman, jayid. Whatever is in the hand is an amana, inshallah, only if they transgress or they fall short, only then will they have to pay compensation, as opposed to the ajir mushtarak. Ajir mushtarak, the laundromat, the tailor, any type of mistake that this individual makes, then this individual here has to pay compensation. He can't say, well, you know what, it was a total mistake, it was not my fault, etc., etc. No. Where's my clothes? Somebody came and stole and it's gone now. Well, you have to pay up. Because your hand is the hand of Daman, Jaid, not Aman. Aman is the one who works for you specifically, khas. His hand is the hand of Aman. As for the laundromat, as for the tailor, their hand is the hand of Daman. And if no matter whatever happens, they have to compensate you for any loss. Walhamdulillah. Moving on, inshallah. The author states, As-sadisu Al-Qard, Qard, loan transactions, inshaAllah, Jayid, mandub fi kulli ma sah As-salamu fihi. It is recommended for you to loan people, masha'Allah. Whatever is used, whatever is can be used in a salam transaction, every makil, every item of volume, every item of weighing, madhru', every type of item that is counted like 1 meter, 2 meters, etc., etc. Jayid, all of these items here, you can lend to somebody, you can loan to somebody, your dollars, your rands, your all of these things here, inshallah, you can loan to people, walhamdulillah. بغير زيادة, but no increase. Rending you $20,000, you pay me back $25, haram, haram, and haram. ولا شرطها, and you cannot put a condition that they must give you extra. جايد. ويرد مثله, and this person will return similar to that. Similar to that, $20,000, $20,000. 20 kilograms of salt, 20 kilograms of salt. They will return to you similar to what was loaned to them. وإن زاد من غير شرط قدراً أو جودة جازة. And if the individual brought you back extra, you didn't put a condition. Instead of 20 kilograms of salt, they brought you 21 kilograms of salt. No problem, inshallah. This is permissible, walhamdulillah. If, for example, you gave to them, you loaned to them 20 kilograms of salt, which were of grade B quality, and this person brought you back 20 kilograms of salt, but grade A quality, then this is fine also. In fact, we would say this is mustahab, this is recommended, that when you are paying back, that you pay back better, inshallah. If it is better in quality, then this is something that the madhab has absolutely no issue upon and says that this is good, walhamdulillah. But if you pay back with an increase, then there is some ikhtilaf. But the final story with the madhab is that it is allowed, walhamdulillah, as long as it was not conditioned into the contract, inshallah. Nor was it known between them as, you know, brother Ilyas, when you pay him back, you need to pay him back extra. No, no, no. There was no such custom between us, walhamdulillah. The next one. As-sabi'u, this is rahan. What is a rahan? Rahan is from the tawthiqat type of transactions, the securities type of transactions, where we want to ensure that our transaction will be secure, our transaction will be safe bi-idhnillahi, will be safe bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, that this individual is not going to take our money and escape and run away, etc., etc. So the rahan is like the safety security deposit that one puts down, and if the other party, if the party does not pay up, then the rahan, this pawn, the security deposit can be sold, and the money due can be recovered from that, walhamdulillah. So let's see. Ar-rahan bi an yada' 'indahu 'aynan yasihu bay'uha 'ala malihi wa mata lam yaji'hu bi malihi ba'aha. Jayid, this is the issue with regards to the rahan, inshallah. So I borrowed from you $1,000 and I've given you my car as a security deposit, inshallah. The car will remain with you until I pay up my debts, inshallah. And if it's due now, and it's 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, 10 months, I'm not paying up, you can take the car, you can sell it, and you can recover your $1,000, inshallah. You can put that in your pocket. Whatever else remains, if it was sold for extra, must be given back to myself as the original owner, walhamdulillah, masha'Allah. So that's the rahan, inshallah. The uqood, uqood of tawthiq, tawthiq meaning that they are there to protect either party or both the parties, inshallah, to protect the huquq, inshallah. We have rahan, which we just discussed, mashallah. Then we also have daman, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, daman, jayid. Daman, this is where an individual adds himself to the person who is owing the money. And so brother Ilyas wants to borrow some money from me. I tell him, brother, you bring me a dhaman. You bring me somebody who will stand as a guarantee for you. And so he brings brother Ahmed. Excellent. So Ilyas, I lent him the $1,000 and brother Ahmed stood as the guarantee, inshallah. Excellent. Time was up now and they need to pay me up. And I can go to any one of them and seek my money. I can go to any one of them, to Ilyas who originally borrowed, or I could also go to Brother Ahmed, because it is as if Ahmed and Ilyas have like come together, and both of them are saying that we stand and we will pay insha'Allah. Excellent. And so I can seek my money from either of them. Walhamdulillah. So that's what we call Dhaman. And then we'll also talk about kafala, insha'Allah. Kafala is where I will lend you, Ilyas, $1,000, but you need to bring me a kafil. Kafil is somebody who will ensure that when the time comes to pay, insha'Allah, that you will be there, that you will be present, that you will be there to pay up, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. So you will be there, and you will not go missing, you will be present, and you will be present to pay up bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Jameel. So we have rahan, the security deposit, dhaman, where the individual stands as guarantee, kafala, this guy stands guarantee to bring the person who borrowed the money, bring him forward, insha'Allah. Let's see. فَلَا يَجُوزْ لَهُ أَتَصَرُّ فِيهَا بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ. That the person who put down the security deposit of that vehicle, he's not able, he cannot use it, he cannot ride it, drive it, etc., etc. Similarly, if I put down the car as a security deposit, especially in a loan transaction, etc., the guy who loaned me the money, he cannot use the car also. Why? Because if he is using the car, then technically that would be a benefit that he is getting from the loan, and that would be riba. Allahu musta'an. وَتَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ
وَلَا يَنْفَكُّ شَيْءٌ مِّنْهَا إِلَّا بِرَبْءَ الْجَمِيعِ.
And this transaction will only come to an end, after what? Will only come to an end, I will only get possession of my vehicle once I pay up everything of the loan. I cannot pay up half and say, well, I'm taking half the car. No. Let's say, for example, the rahan, the security deposit, was 20 books. And so I can't pay up half and then say, well, I want 10 books now. Give me back my 10 books. No, no, no. You will only get all of them once you pay up the entire debt. Walhamdulillah.
Kafala. Kafala ghurmiyya, or it's called al-dhaman. Dhaman. Wahuwa dham dhimmatin. Wahuwa dham dhimmatin ila dhimma fil haq.
It is when we join the personality of one individual to the other individual, Jayid. What that means is they become like partners in this matter, insha'Allah. Jayid.
وهو ضم ذمة إلى ذمة في الحق ويصح من كل جائز التصرف.
And it is allowed from anyone who is جائز التصرف. And we said, I can seek payment from the original, or I can even go to the ضامن, the one who is standing guarantee. I can go to any one of them and seek my money from either one of them. والحمد لله. جميل. And this individual who is standing guarantee for the other, he cannot charge for this. But he cannot charge for this. Haram, haram, and haram. And there is recorded ijma with regards to this matter. No problem, brother. You owe brother Ilyas some money. I will stand guarantee for you. But I will charge you $20 for this standing guarantee. Not allowed. Banks do this, unfortunately. Allahu musta'an. The next matter, and that is kafala.
وَهُوَ إِلْتِزَامْ إِحْضَارْ الْغَرِيمِ فَمَتَى لَمْ يَأْتِي بِهِ مَعَ بَقَائِهِ ضَمِنَ مَا عَلَيْهِ.
This individual says that I will bring this person's body at the time of payment. So the previous one was, I stand guarantee that I will pay. I am joining my bank account with this guy's bank account. But whereas the kafala, this is, I guarantee you that I will make this person present at the time of payment to you. I'm not guaranteeing you that he's going to pay. No, no, no. I am guaranteeing you that I will bring him. I will bring him, inshallah. And if I don't bring him, then yes, I will have to pay up. Then I will have to pay up, inshallah. Jameel. Excellent. Then the next matter, al-thamin, this is the matter of hawala, insha'Allah. What is hawala? Hawala is the exchange of, the transfer of debt. تَنْقُلُ الْحَقْ مِنْ ذِمَّةٍ إِلَى ذِمَّةٍ. That the transfer of debt from one individual to the other. وَلَا يُعْتَبُرْ فِيهَا رِضَى الْمُحَالَ عَلَيْهِ. Muhal alayhi, that the third individual, his happiness or his consent or him being happy about the whole matter, this is not required, inshallah. Example, Brother Adam, he lent me $100. Brother Adam lent me $100. Excellent. So I owe Adam $100. And Salman also owes me $100. I owe Adam $100. Salman owes me $100. So what I do now? I say to Brother Adam that you go to Salman and Salman will pay you $100 which he owes to me. So it's between myself and Adam, the original transaction. And then the muhal alayhi is Brother Salman. So Adam will go to Salman and say, you know what, you owe Brother Bilal some money. Yes, $100. Well, he owes me $100. So he said that you should pay me. And so Salman will give the money to Adam, the $100, and I am free. Walhamdulillah. Excellent. وَلَا يُتَعْبُرُ فِيهَا رِضَى الْمُحَالَ عَلَيْهِ. Salman can't say, well, no. I'm not going to give you the $100. I'm going to give it to Bilal. I didn't borrow the money from you. No, Salman being happy, Salman being pleased about the matter, we're not considering that at all. No consideration given to that. Salman should pay Adam the $100. Walal muhal idha kana al muhal alayhi mali'an. Even Brother Adam, according to the madhab, Brother Adam comes to me, Brother Bilal, where's my money? $100, I need it now. I said to him, go to Salman. There's Salman down the road here, and he will give you the $100. No, I lent you $100. I didn't lend it to Salman, and so I'm not going to Salman. He doesn't have a choice in the matter. As long as Salman has the money, as long as he will get the money from Salman, as long as Salman is liquid, walhamdulillah, then he has to go to Salman. Obviously, if it means now Salman is in another state, he has to bear a lot of expenses to get the money from Salman, then that's a separate discussion. But we are talking about in the absence of all of these external matters, there's Salman in front here, ask Salman. Salman will give it to you. Then Salman's happiness, whether he's pleased about the matter, not considered. And even Adam's, whether he likes it or not, we don't really consider that. And we say to Brother Adam, go to Salman. Salman will give you the $100 that he owes to me. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. Ya Abdullah. Ya Amatallah. Bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. We will end off here, insha'Allah. Jayid, we will end off here, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Or should we rather take al-mutasarrif? Naam, let's discuss number nine, insha'Allah. And so in our next majlis, we can complete the matters pertaining to business transactions. Walhamdulillah, masha'Allah. Al-mutasarrif, the individuals who transact in the transaction, insha'Allah, the mutasarrif, Jayid. So the mutasarrif, the disposer of the wealth and property. Imma jaiz at-tasarruf mutlaqan. This person has complete administration over the wealth. Walhamdulillah, wa huwa al-mukallaf al-rashid baligh, and he knows what he's doing. O mahjur alayhi wa huwa qisman. O the person who a hold has been put upon him. He is restricted in his transactions. Mahjur alayhi lihazihi. The first one, he is restricted in his transactions for his own benefit. Otherwise, he would make a mess of matters. وَهُوَ الصَّبِي حَتَّى يَبْلُغْ, the kid until he is baligh. وَالْمَجْنُون حَتَّى يَفِيقْ, the one who is insane until he regains sanity. وَمَحْجُورْ عَلَيْهِ لِغَيْرِهِ وَهُوَ السَّفِي, and the person who restricted in his transactions for the benefit of other people. And they give the example of the safi, the person who is ghafil, doesn't really know how to transact. Not a good example. Because the safi, in reality, he is restricted for his own benefit, not the benefit of others. A better example would be the muflih, the person who is insolvent, the person who has more debts than liquid, etc. This individual here, he will be restricted in his transactions because he's owing people now. If we just allow him to transact, he will get more debt, and he might also sell off some of his assets, and we don't want him to do that because there's the rights of the people who are owed the money. They have rights over these funds, inshallah. So remember, a person who is in debt, he owes money. He could be a person who's got enough, walhamdulillah, to pay up, so he's musir. Or he could be mu'sir, doesn't have at all. He only has his basic needs. He doesn't have anything more. Allah says, give him time in the Noble Quran. Or he could be that he is in debt, but he has other assets over and above his basic needs, right? But those assets maybe don't cover all of his debts. But it's over and above his basic needs. And so the Qadi will sell off those assets and recover those funds and pay up the people who are owed money. Walhamdulillah. Al-Mutasarrif imma binafsihi aw bighayrihi. Also a person who is transacting, he is either transacting for himself or on behalf of others. Wa huwa imma wakil, he is either an agent. Fayajuz tawkil kul jaiz at-tasarruf fima wukkila fihi. And so it is allowed to delegate to a person who will act as your wakil in whatever transaction wakilship is allowed in, inshallah. Sell, here's my car, please go and sell it. Here's some money, please go and buy a certain car for me, no problem. Oh, sharik, or the person is your partner. Wa huwa imma fi ribh, they are partners in profit. Wa huwa al-mudarib, mudaraba, one individual puts in money, the other individual makes effort and time, and they share the profits, and the profit share is whatever they agree upon, inshallah, and they stand to lose in accordance to their investment. So one individual put in $100,000, the other individual put in his effort and his time, and he's going from shop to shop selling, and let's say they made a complete loss. One individual will lose money, and the other individual lost his time and his effort. Jameel. وَهُوَ الْمُضَارِبُ كُلُّ مَنْ دُفِعَ إِلَيْهِ الْمَالِ لِيَتَّجِرْ فِيهِ بِجُزْ مَعْلُومٍ مِنْ رِبْحِهِ. And the profits will be shared according to whatever they agree. 50-50, 60-40, whatever they agree, inshallah. But loss is in accordance to our investment. وَإِمَّا فِي الْأَعْيَانِ فِي الْأَعْيَانِ وَنَمَائِهَا وَهِيَ أَقْسَامٍ مِنْهَا شَرِكَةُ الْوُجُوهِ وَالْأَبْدَانِ. شَرِكَةُ الْوُجُوهِ وَالْأَبْدَانِ. جيد. So these are other types of partnerships, inshallah. A business partner can be in a partnership based on putting in capital assets collectively. Under this category, the following types of partnerships are included. Sharikatul Wujuh, reputable partnerships, based upon reputation. So each one of them have this reputation, or some of them. Then we go to Brother Ilyas, Brother Salman, Brother Ahmed. Based upon what they know of us, they will lend us, or they will sell to us 20,000 dates, 20,000 kilograms of dates. They will sell to us rice and sugar, etc., etc. And then we will sell, and then we will share the profits, and we will pay up whoever we owe the money to. Alhamdulillah. That's sharikatul wujuh. Waj meaning your face, based upon your reputation, inshallah. Then there's also وَهِيَ أَقْسَامٍ مِنْهَا شَرِكَةُ الْوُجُوهِ وَالْأَبْدَانِ. Abdan, so you have the tailor, and we have the blacksmith, we have all of them coming together, and they say that whatever business we do, we will share the profits 50-50, 60-40, etc. Jameel, mashaAllah. Then, وَمِنْهَا الْمُسَاقَاهِ وَالْمُزَارَعَةِ فِي غَرْسٍ كُلِّ شَجَرٍ لَهُ ثَمَرْ وَكُلُّ زَرْعٍ بِجُزْ مَعْلُومٍ مِنْهُ. This is partnerships which include the different forms of sharecropping, musaqa, watering of the trees, muzara'a, cultivating of the crops. The former entails watering somebody's fruit-bearing trees for a stipulated share of the fruits. So he's got these trees, he doesn't have time to water them, irrigate them, look after them, and so you do that. And then you guys will share the profits, the fruits, 50-50, 50, 60, 40, 10, 90, whatever you agree upon. And muzara'a entails farming on somebody's land for a stipulated share of its harvested crop. And so you are cultivating wheat, barley, and so we will share, you've given me the land to use, inshallah, and so we will share the profits, the produce, 50-50, 60-40, whatever we agree upon, walhamdulillah, mashallah, tabarakallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, would that we come to the end of this majlis, mashallah. Bi-Ithnillahi Ta'ala, in our next majlis, we will complete matters pertaining to Mu'amalat Al-Maliyya, social contracts, and more especially business transactions, inshaAllah. And then we will have a majlis of Q&A. Questions and answers related to business transactions according to the Hanbali Madhab. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us life. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. Remember, if your knowledge is above average, your ibadah, your akhlaq, your character is also supposed to be above average. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, where are you? From the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ibadah and his character. Where are you from that of Imam Ahmed rahimahullah, subhanallah. Until we meet again, barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.